Holding Fast to Christ, the latter, March 10. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ascend to heaven by climbing the ladder, the whole height of Christ's work, step by step. There must be a holding fast to Christ, a climbing up by the merits of Christ. To let go is to cease to climb, is to fall, to perish. We are to mount by the Mediator and all the while to keep hold on the Mediator, ascending by successive steps, round above round, stretching the hand from one round to the next above. There is fearful peril in relaxing our efforts in spiritual diligence for a moment, for we are hanging, as it were, between heaven and earth. We must keep the eye directed upward to God above the ladder. The question with men and women gazing heavenward is, how can I obtain the mansions for the blessed? It is by being a partaker of the divine nature. It is by escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is by entering into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, laying hold of the hope set before you in the gospel. It is by fastening yourself to Christ and straining every nerve to leave the world behind. It is by being in Christ and yet led by Christ, by believing and working, holding on to Christ and constantly mounting upward toward God. We point you to the mansions Christ is preparing for all those who love Him. We point you to that city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We show you its massive walls, with the 12 foundations, and tell you that these walls must be scaled. You look discouraged at the magnitude of the work before you. We point you to the ladder set up on earth, reaching to the city of God. Plant your feet on the ladder. Forsake your sins. Climb step by step and you will reach God above the ladder, and the holy city of God. When the successive steps have all been mounted, when the graces have been added one after another, the crowning grace is the perfect love of God, supreme love to God and love to our fellow men. And then the abundant entrance into the kingdom of God.